You know, when Bracken was reading that, the gospel about Jesus baptizing us in the Holy Spirit and fire, I really like that, the word fire. But, you know, the fire, because it does so much, the fire of God, the love of God, fire burns in that context, you know, kind of burning the anything that's not bearing fruit in our life, kind of burning it up. But fire is also about passion. The fire of God is passion. And the Holy Spirit's there to just continually stir our passion for God, right? So important. That's when fellowship is so important, you know? You see stuff on Facebook, and people write all the time, you know, it's like, well, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. True. But one of the best comebacks I ever saw is like, well, you know, you don't have to be home to be married either, right? You don't have to live in the same house to be married. But it sure helps, doesn't it? Because you're in relationship. You're in relationship to someone, and you're in Christ. You grow in the body. You're in relationship to the body of Christ. And again, I say, you'll probably get tired of this through the years, but especially during this time of COVID, you know, just how the enemy works, and how you can even see things in nature that how the enemy works, especially like you know, because he's compared to a lion, that the enemy, this is what he does to us. He separates us, right? And when he separates us, he isolates us. Then when he isolates us, he dominates us. Then when he dominates us, he devastates us, right? That is how he works. He separates you first from the body of Christ, from a good, healthy body. Once he separates you from the body, he'll work on isolating you from the body, right? And once he isolates you from the body, he pours it on. Then the lies start coming, right? And he begins his domination of us and our emotions. And then before long, we find ourselves in an absolute devastated place that is hard to get out of, right? But there's always hope. And I hated to see that, you know, reading about Naomi Judd, you know, and her battle, really depression, which is a very real thing. And just reading some stuff just always breaks my heart to know that, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. But it just such similarities to what happens to us in the body, what can happen to us, and what I've seen happen to people during this COVID time. When, you know, I mean, I know there's wisdom, and we had to shut down. We had to do different things. But man, it was so demonic in its origin, you know. But the church is going to bounce back stronger and better than ever. That's the good news, right? So I want to keep on the good news, keep on the path with that. But because God is just like he's breathing hope, like the Ezekiel 37 in the valley of the dry bones. He's breathing his breath, his life, his word over us. So that's what we're going to talk about. For God is not so unjust to forget your work and the love which you've shown toward his name, and having ministered and still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to realize the full assurance of hope until the end. Now, this diligence he talks about within us is a word like a diligent. You know, we all know what diligence means, but it's like a speedy diligent, that we be diligent, you know, quick, and move quick to fully carry out this thing. This full assurance of this hope, this expectation of what God is going to do in our lives, in your life, until the end, right? I love that. You've got the just diligence to just grab hold. Like Paul said, I love his words in Philippians chapter 3 about reaching forward and grabbing hold of that, you know, which God has for it. And that word means to be like on you're on your tiptoes. You know, when you're trying to reach for something and it is right there, you know, up in the cabinet, and you can just barely get it, but you can get it, you know, kind of like that. To reach forward with that kind of tenacity for the upward call of God. Just everything that God has for you in Christ Jesus, that we continue to run for it. It says in verse 12, so he's just encouraging these people about their hope and their the full assurance, everything God has spoken, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators, or that mimic those who through faith and patience inherited promises. That word sluggish, again, is a word that really means dull. Almost, it's like an axe or a knife or something that's become very dull. Like sluggishness does that. It dullens our spiritual sharpness, right? So that we may not be sluggish, that we may be sharp, you know, have our edge sharpened again. and mimic those who through faith and patience inherit promises. When God made this promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply you. When God's saying, I will, it's a done deal. And so this is Abraham. This is how he inherited the promises, right? Because he didn't always get it right either. Okay. Took several years for him to kind of get it. You know, it was really the last year of 25 years that he finally got it. And it said this about him. And so, having patiently waited, Abraham obtained the promise. And that word patiently waited is a word, that's a good translation. But the word is there is a word we don't hear very much is fastidious, right? And fastidious is, to be very attentive, to patiently await something is you're being very attentive to it, to the details of it, and it's just you got it now zeroed in, and it's your focus. When Paul says that's his aim in Philippians chapter 3, we talked about that. His aim is that upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That's where we get the word our word scope, like you put on a rifle, right? It means to zero in, and so. He's talking about Abraham's life when he patiently waited about the promises of God. He was fastidious about it. He had zoomed in on it. He locked in on it. You know, had the scope, had the crosshairs in on what God had spoken and promised him about blessing him, about through his seed he would bless him, you know, and all the nations of the earth would be blessed, and he would just, all these just blessings, and through Sarah. So having patiently waited, it says he obtained the promise. And we'll finish with this because that word obtain again is just, the English translation doesn't do very much for it. But that word means literally to walk upon it. Like you're just kind of walking, you're going, you're being fastidious, you're zeroed in on the promises of God, your hope, this expectation, this fire's burning in you, and you happen upon the promise. It just all of a sudden happens. Suddenly it happens. You come upon it, right? It's like you're on a path, you're walking, you're looking for the golden egg, and as you continue to walk, you're thinking, I can't wait to find that golden egg, because when I find it, I'm going to, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then as you're walking along the path, you happen upon it, just as you're walking. That's what God does with our promises. He is a fulfiller, keeper of the promise. I love the scripture that says, and suddenly he acted, and it happened. When suddenlies are upon us. Suddenlies are upon us now, y'all. We're here, we're at the time of suddenlies, but to suddenly happen upon it for me and for you personally is to not be dull or sluggish in our walk, in our relationship and with God. That we're seeking Him. You remember the word, one of the words I had for this year was tending to your garden. That's the most important thing you can do this year is tend to your garden, your walk with God. Tend to it, get it. Let God do what He needs to do. Let Him weed out. Let Him let that fruit and everything come forth, right? And as you do that, as you're just walking, we're just seeking Him and walking in our daily lives, and we're by faith trusting Him. Then all of a sudden, wham, we happen upon the promise. The promise is there. We wake up, and all of a sudden, suddenly, they're there, fulfilled. We're healed. We're blessed. All those things, you know, that go in with that promise. Okay. But I don't want to be, but if I'm walking on the path and I'm not really thinking about the golden egg and I kind of stop along the path, right? And I just get distracted by squirrels or something. Then see what I'm saying? I pause there in my happening upon that promise of God. But when I stop letting the squirrels, which I talked about, I don't know if you're here one day, I was talking about how the, you know, squirrels can be a picture of the enemy, you know, how they can rob and steal the try to go after the seed. But as we don't get distracted by the, you know, woodpeckers and squirrels, we're back on the walking again, zeroed in. Our relationship with God is the most important thing. The promises of God are there. We will happen upon the golden egg. And here's the cool thing. There are a bunch of golden eggs on that walk, right? It's just full of stuff, full of the promises. So suddenlies are upon us, and the Lord, really, the word hope was just rising up in me today, because in the very end of that, the scripture I was reading, the very end of that chapter, is where about hope anchoring the soul, right? And, encourage him, and let me encourage you, saying the same word it says here, there are better things concerning you. right? There's so much more. There's so much hope. Let the God of all hope who lives within you, let the hope rise in you, right? And continue down the path. Go. I use that, and you've heard me say that before so many times in my ministry and counseling, you know, and people, you know, and I always say, you know, use the track, especially they're here in Selma. We talk about the track out there at Block Park and the round, you know. So it's just like that. You've stepped off the track. Now just step back on the track and start walking. It's really that simple, you know. There's not much else you have to do. You're in Christ. You're just getting back on the path and going for it. So go for it, you know. We're just in a time where God is moving and start declaring, like yesterday, if you want to go back and listen about declaring and speaking the promises of God as they're so, you know, remind Him, you know, and He'll remind you of everything He's spoken in your life, as He did with me today, just re-reminding me and going back over some things He's spoken. It was so cool. It was just so refreshing and just full of hope, you know. And He used one scripture He used, and this is for all of us, is like a woman in the, you know, with the birth pangs and just ready to give birth, you know, that the promises of God are in you and me are just ready. It's like the, right there. So, and Lord, I pray for every person here. Bless them. Lord, thank you that you are a speaking God. You're always speaking constantly. Thank you, Lord. For every person here, stir up your Holy Spirit. You baptized us with fire. Stir that fire up.